This morning I was reading Anna's blog, thegirlinthehat.com, and she had recorded an audio version of a poem she'd written about taking a walk with her daughter, and it was really fun. She said it was fun, and I enjoyed listening to it, and it got me thinking about these audio posts that I did back in the day, and I went and looked them up. I did about two or three in 2006, and in my memory, they figure as a really big thing, but I only did a couple of them, and I really enjoyed them and thought, oh, I should do some more, especially since now I'm used to listening to my own voice because I do volunteering where I read audio versions of textbooks. So I am in GarageBand right now, recording in the kitchen, and you wouldn't believe my setup. I've got I don't have a desk in here, and I don't really have tall stools at counter height, so I have pulled this little low stool into the kitchen and pulled out a drawer, and I have my laptop on that drawer right now, and Liapa is, you know, she's always underfoot, as her motto says, and so she's next to me right now. She's next to my feet, and if she gets active, you'll hear her walking around making her rasps, which sound like because for some reason she can't make real squeaks right now. I would say meows, but she doesn't actually meow, except when she's in distress. So I would really love to do audio posts again, because I literally do like listening to myself, but also because I think it's really good practice, not just for speaking on the fly, which I'm doing currently. Obviously, I'm totally unscripted, but it's also really good for general poise, confidence in speaking unscripted, and thinking about how I create sentences and what sort of words I choose when I'm speaking casually. And it's good for writing too, but I'm not totally clear on how right now, except that it's useful to read. If you're writing fiction, it's useful to read what you've written out loud. Actually, that might be true for nonfiction as well, but just so you can get the smoothness of what you've written, because a lot of us write without thinking about how it reads. And when you read something out loud, for instance, a really convoluted academic sentence or some really ponderous dialogue, you find out that, oh, people actually don't talk like that, or people won't want to listen to this or read it, because it's kind of indigestible. So audio is helpful as a tool for that too. So I'm thinking about relaunching some audio posts, or I guess restarting doing audio posts, but I don't really know how that would fit into my blog as it currently exists. I could read some work that I've written, but I don't really have anything right now that I want to share. Anyway, if you have any thoughts, let me know. Otherwise, I will keep my ears to my brain, I guess. I'll keep thinking about ways that I can incorporate audio into my blog.